Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Anne Zubrick is a member of the Religious Society of Friends, Quakers. She has a doctorate and professional qualifications in speech pathology, lifespan developmental psychology, and ageing and pastoral care. Anne accompanies older persons living with dementia and mental illness, seeking meaning in ageing, including living with dementia. Her own life seems to be a jumble of choices that challenge practical wisdom, common sense, and her yearning for justice and truth.
Listen while I read the opening and closing words of the Gospel for today from John 15. Jesus says, "Abide in my love." And at the end of the reading, he says, "This I command you, that you love one another." I imagine that to some of you, perhaps many of you, these words are already very familiar. The last sentence, Jesus' commandment to love one another, will be words you may have heard others reflect upon. I've sat these past days with this chapter in John's Gospel and ones that precede and follow it. I've pondered the deep spiritual conversations that took place among the disciples and others connected to them. The passage is one in a sequence of chapters recording that evening Jesus' teachings and reflections on the time shared with the disciples and the work he believed God had bestowed on him or gave him to do. I imagined myself among the disciples in the days that followed the Jewish Seder, what we call the Last Supper, watching Jesus' arrest, trial, and crucifixion. I imagined them gathered together, frightened and bereft, but recalling all that Jesus had said and offered to them in that room before they all left for the Garden of Gethsemane. These words are precious recollections, not just of the evening, but of the meaning of Jesus' presence, life, and work with them and among them. The story of this last shared meal with all that Jesus said was to be held, treasured, repeated, and lived out through the disciples and others' lives. These words, this teaching, are there to be shared and lived with now. Words to be written, read, transcribed, translated, preached, and reflected upon over millennia, including now among us. This I command you, that you love one another. At my Quaker meeting on Sunday morning, our chairs are arranged in a circle as we gather for an hour's silent worship. The shared silence deepens in us individually and collectively as we open ourselves to spirit, attending to the inner voice. Sometimes we are moved to speak. Sometimes the hour passes in shared silence. But we're invited to share our experience of the meeting. Some of you may be familiar with the writings of an American Quaker and author called Parker Palmer. His best known book, Let Your Life Speak, Listening for the Voice of Vocation, invites us each to listen to the inner teacher and follow the leadings of that teacher, guiding us to find our sense of meaning and purpose. Palmer shares insights gained from his lived experience, darkness and depression, as well as fulfillment and joy, illuminating a pathway towards vocation for all who seek the true inner calling of their lives. What spiritual work is yours to do? Let your life speak, paraphrases a saying from an early Quaker, lived 400 years ago, George Fox. His foreword phrase was, "Let your lives preach," meaning let your lives reflect your deepest concerns and values. Fox noted that we don't primarily preach with our lips, we preach with our lives, through who we are, how we act, the decisions we make. Let your life preach. There are few things so discouraging and destructive as hypocrisy and duplicity. When people say one thing but do another, maybe even the opposite. Nothing will kill a spiritual or social movement so quickly as insincerity and hypocrisy. Nothing will doom a spiritual movement so thoroughly than to populate it with people who know exactly what to say, exactly what to believe, but have no commitment to the life and values they describe. You may remember family or teachers in school reminding you of the importance to practice what you preach, did they? Letting our lives speak means not only living out our virtues, it means paying attention to all aspects of our life, listening to and learning from experience, and encouraging others to do the same. When someone compliments you on an action or idea, are you dismissive of yourself? It's important to invite them to share a similar or contrasting exchange with you. Support one another. Thank them for their observation and encouragement. Treat expert voices with caution, especially those online or screen, who are paid to tell us what to think, what to do, how to vote, and how to live. Heed the inner voice. This I command you, that you love one another. So let your life speak. Listen and pay attention to the voice of those who need to be heard. Which are the voices it's hardest to hear? In our country now, I think the voices of refugees, asylum seekers, children and youth convicted of juvenile crimes, many of them Indigenous. There are those living in poverty, homeless, exploited, sometimes at work. And we need to let their lives speak too, to be a voice for social justice. We aren't asked to do all these things as individuals, but we need to be led, nudged, and supported to follow our leadings of the Spirit in how we live, spend our time, money, and employ our talents to make the world a better place. Our actions for the voiceless and defenseless are saying, this life needs to be recognized and heard. Gospel's story in Matthew describes Jesus talking with the disciples when some children present begin to speak. The disciples interpret the children's behavior as an interruption. Jesus says, "Allow them to join me, and don't get in their way, for they are just as much a part of God's world. Let their lives speak." Much of my own work now is with older persons living with dementia and mental illness. Their rights and lives need to be recognized, shared, and heard. Within our faith communities, there are many opportunities to hear, gather, and share stories of lives that are speaking and making a difference. The sensitive, thoughtful visitor. The deep, attentive listener, the preparer and sharer of meals. The elder presence who holds the space spiritually for things to happen and provides guidance along the way. You may care to add your own examples to this list and offer words of gratitude, challenge, or encouragement where and when needed. Every conversation held lovingly deepens our relationships and connections with each other. Value the opportunity for difficult conversations. Regard it as a privilege when a person admits something painful or shameful to you. Simply hold it in your heart. It's not yours to share without their permission. Listening may be all that's needed as the person finds their own onward path, but feel privileged because they trusted you. Often it's who we are rather than what we say or do that people value. Never underestimate the value of careful and deep listening to another. Listen prayerfully to your guided inner self. Where did that idea come from? How did that thought arise? I recently had the privilege of listening to a person in their 90s sharing parts of their life story. I asked no questions. I made no comments. I simply listened deeply. As we wound up our time together, the person reflected, "You know, when I'm truly listened to, I really remember." It was a sacred experience for us both. Listening to stories of suffering is also important. Gospel stories remind us that suffering can be transformed into something that brings life, not death. And it happens every day. I'm 78 years old. I now know many people who've suffered the loss of the dearest person in their lives. Their anticipation of loss and initial experience of grief is profound. They're certain that their lives will never again be worth living. But they slowly awaken to the realization that not in spite of their loss, but because of it, they've become bigger, more compassionate people with more capacity of heart to listen and to absorb other people's sorrows and joys. These were and are broken-hearted people, but their hearts have been broken open to new meanings and experiences rather than broken apart. The disciples who shared their stories of these darkest of times leading up to witnessing the crucifixion later experienced the presence of the risen Christ and Pentecost, following which they shared the good news of lives transformed through sharing Jesus' teaching. Life that spoke and continues to speak to us through the gospel calling to us, calling and reminding us to draw on our capacity to love another. This is my command, that you love one another.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.